brother got excited. It's good. You know, sometimes you get your little brother excited when you're playing basketball and stuff. Let him get the lead. And then you just come back and take it back.
You see Hart's little brother comment? Is that something?
Does Hart have a little brother? Or is he the little brother? I don't know. He's...
Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Tom, it finally dawned on me. The countdown clock, the count-up clock now we have with the number of days, you know where it all started?
Go ahead. Enlighten
me. It all started with Mike Hart at the center of the field. When he kept pointing to his wrist.
And Mario Manningham. But you know where that started before that? You know, when can we have a moment of silence? When can we? It started with a Will Tiemann, Mark D'Antonio.
It started
interview.
With the Appalachian that, State game.
Absolutely.
After
and Michigan
game,
State getting Will into Michigan's business as if they should really
Will
give
Tiemann
a
Will Tiemann just asked him if he'd heard the result.
Oh, yeah. He said, and yeah. He says, can
so
we,
should
have
we have
a moment? He mocked
no,
Michigan.
No, he didn't say, can we? He said, should we?
Should we have a,
we
yeah,
have a moment of silence?
He's mocking Michigan. He mocked them.
Well, you don't think that was a big surprise?
I think
that
you should
day?
Be above that if you're a head football coach at a Big Ten university. At a
you
fine institution
said,
like Michigan State University.
You know,
State
I'm
university.
Really sorry Michigan lost this
no,
game.
No, he
I'm
says
very
like this.
Disappointed.
Well, it's never good for anybody to lose a non-conference game in the Big Ten because it hurts the credibility of all of us. That's what he should have said.
But you wouldn't say that about Michigan State. When Michigan State loses a non-conference game, you're the
fan,
happiest
Jack.
Guy in the world.
He's a fan. I'm talking about the head football coach.
You don't think it's in Michigan State's advantage when Michigan loses a non-conference game, Tom? It's you in Michigan State's advantage when Michigan loses every game.
It's a verbal lack of class. Out to the phones we go to our
guests. I thought it was exactly what Michigan State needed, and I think it's been the impetus
for
what's happened the last couple years, and
good
Michigan hasn't won
you.
Since. Let's go back out to our phones, and let's bring in Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services. DrJohnB.com. Hello, John.
Well, hello there, Jack. Hello, Tom. I see you guys are bantering back and forth while we're off to Ann Arbor right now. So it's a beautiful day. It's going to be great fun. And Tom may even get with us a little later today. So it's going to be a good day. In fact, and I also saw Crawford Indoor Stadium last night with
that?
A very attractive blonde woman in green and white, and it was his wife.
Along with my ugly mug, yeah, that way the cameras in Crawford Indoor Stadium, just a tease for you guys
it.
Who want to get in there. Like
now,
Dunkey
when is
Durgan
the party going to be? If Michigan State wins today, Tom is inviting 12 Michigan State fans over to watch, was it the Michigan-Ohio State game? What game are they going to be
Michigan
there for,
Michigan State
Tom?
Wins today, I'm going to be in Dr. John B's office probably for the next 3 months on a regular
listen,
basis, laying on that
will,
couch, you know.
You will be always welcome on the couch, I promise you, Tom.
And you get discount rates over there.
I want a freebie. I want a barter agreement on the Jack and Tom show.
John, I know that you'll be tailgating and having a great time out there on a beautiful day in Ann Arbor. But we were talking about Mike Hart. And you have a theory that Mike Hart may be the greatest motivator for Michigan State's team and coaches and fans and has really been a key performer in this series beyond his play on the field.
I really believe that's true. Regardless of who started what, I think when he did that at the 2006 game, you know, after that game, or 2007, when he did that, when he made the comment, the little brother, you know, this type thing, mocking, it really set the tone. It got D'Antonio, the coaches, the players, the fans, and Tom continues to be upset that D'Antonio went after Hart after that. And I think there's some logic.
No. I got to correct you, John. It was a moment of silence before that, you know. That's why they kneeled down to have
a moment
of silence. You know, so in essence, D'Antonio started it and got into a pissing match with a 22-year-old running back.
Well, listen,
That's the bottom line.
I hear what you're saying. I'm only saying that whatever the interpretation, that has been a lightning bolt, and I must tell you, that still makes me mad. How does that sound? So, in fact, my son-in-law, we still get mad about
Mike
that.
Hart was a mouthy little snot.
I don't like that, but I think the head football coach making short jokes in front of the media with it. I mean, come
well,
on.
You talk about little brother. I mean, you talk about one of the
that.
Shortest players in the Big
be
Ten.
Above
but wait
that.
A minute.
Be above it's, that is what
it's
I'm saying.
It's the psychological aspect. We can debate you know, who did what, why, how bad it might have been. But that has been a motivator, and I think it's still a motivator because you still hear players and coaches talking about that. And in a way, if I met Mike Hart, I'd thank him. I'd say, Mike, you've been a great support and help to the university. I mean that. He has been a good guy by getting everybody so riled and motivating. And I think even today there will be some of that carryover. And psychologically, it's going to be a fascinating thing to watch on the field, just motivation, who wants to win the most. It's going to be a typical Michigan-Michigan State game in the Big House. It's going to be great. I just am so excited. I'm having trouble keeping myself on the ground.
Now, let's keep perspective. It's only a game played by 18 to 22-year-olds. Okay, John, brace yourself. If it doesn't work out for your team, the sun will rise tomorrow morning.
Are you going to be able to just go right on like nothing happened, Tom?
You know,
You'll just
tell
be
you
a
truth, listen,
bundle of sunshine today.
Yes, I know. Go ahead, John.
Let me tell you how I look at it.
Okay.
364 days, we get even. And my feeling is, won the last few. You, in life, you can't win everything. You just want to say, did you try? But you can't. See, here's the thing. I have great joy when things I can't control do work out. If things happen that I can't control, I may not like it, but I'm not going to ruin my life over it because there are far more important things, we'll say, than football, but it'll be hard to convince me of that between 3:30 and 7.
Oh, I know. We all get irrational, you know. I mean,
it's wonderful.
And it's a release, you know. It's like you ask yourself, why do we get so twisted up in this thing? My God, we have no control over what
That's
those
right.
22 guys are doing on that field.
I have a T-shirt on that my office manager made for me, you know, through a friend. And you're going to hate it, but I love it. It says, will they ever win again? And it has the two scores of the last games and kind of a not a very happy Wolverine.
You didn't put the basketball scores on there, too, did you, John?
Didn't have enough room.
And let me ask you, John, did you ever see a Michigan fan where after the 8 in a row in the 70s and the 6 in a row in the early 2000s, they had a T-shirt that said, will they ever win again? No,
well,
they didn't acknowledge
that. No, they had shirts that said number one versus no one. They had a lot of other things which denigrated Michigan State.
Listen, let me tell you this.
Willing to admit they existed.
Okay, John, go ahead.
I think you would be missing the point. I the only time I've ever had a student come up to me utterly out of, well, we'll just leave it at that, a young gal yelling at John and me, F you, that happens anywhere, okay?
Absolutely, both ways.
But to say that this is a passive, docile crowd at Sparty is negative. I mean, I think this is a cute little T-shirt. How does that sound?
Yeah.
And I remember when they had Coke Smoker. I mean, I think that what people do, this is a fun shirt, too. Now, mind you, it's something, it'll catch a little attention. And Linda, my office manager, she has quite a personality, as Jack certainly knows her. And, hey, it's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time. We're going to be talking. We've got friends here from Pennsylvania. You know, a wild guy, Big Rick's here. We call him Goose and his wife. And he's a Sparty. He's a West Virginia guy the rest of the year. But once a year he comes in, either here or East Lansing, and here for football. It's fun. This is what friendships and relationships go from. Rah-rah. How does that sound?
John, when we talk about home field advantage in a game like this, how much does it hurt Michigan State to know they're behind 21-0 at the opening kickoff?
Well, here it all depends on how you look at it. I think if you go into a game any time thinking you're behind, I think it can really help you, believe it or not. I think that in a game like this where points can come so quickly, you have to be working under the assumption, one, no lead is safe, and I do feel it is helpful to say, hey, these guys are going to score a lot. Let's assume they've got points, and let's go out, let's get points. In this game in particular, where I think it's going to be a high-scoring game.
All right, I think the more aggressive team, Tom, is going to have a great chance.
If you get
docile and conservative.
You know, think about in emotional football, you know, where there's so much adrenaline, it's easier to play defense than it is offense. Offense requires a little more execution. You got to kind of keep your poise and everything, keep your head. You know, you got to be a caveman. You can play a linebacker, little second level guys. You know, and the two techniques are blasting people. I mean, adrenaline is a great thing for the defense to feed off, and I think that's what's going to help Michigan's defense to play better than they're capable of.
Well, they'd have to play a lot better than
absolutely.
They
I'm not arguing with
but
that, but I think it's going
to
be an improvement.
You have to have it just right. I think Saban, when he was here, there were a few years he actually had the teams two ready. They got some penalty or two hype.
Right.
It's really hard getting just that right psychological.
Like Eddie Smith, getting he's so jacked up, he overthrows the ball. Offensive takes you have to have you got to, you know, kind of just you know channel it down a little bit.
Perlis had that happen too a bunch of times where he got the team so fired up they were gonna. You know, they were like attack dogs.
Oh,
airport.
I know.
And the next thing you know, they're getting sucked on play action passes.
Absolutely.
They're committing personal fouls out of bounds.
Absolutely. Sure. Yep. And so you got to keep composure here.
And you remember you guys have been mentioned earlier about what Eddie Smith way overthrew Kurt Gibson, which is hard to do with a guy that fast. But, hey, and I think Tom's right on the adrenaline, particularly passing. It seems the teams come out that are too hyped and have trouble keeping the ball in the right place.
Rick Leach hated Michigan State. And, even though he beat him, he lost his senior year. He beat him the first three times. He was so jacked up for the Michigan State game. It's like, you know, he's overthrowing the ball over the middle. You know, Mark Anderson picked it off.
Right.
Somebody, you know,
and Mike Marshall appreciated
Absolutely.
He felt,
so, you know, like you said, you know, it's you got to keep things at a certain level.
All right, John, we need a prediction today. Give us your score and your star of the game.
38-24, and I believe the star of the game is going to be Cousins, and I also think it's going to be Jones on defense because he's been kind of mocked a little bit by some of the Michigan players. So my view, or not the Michigan players, the 1050 radio people, I know Tom.
Oh, yeah, like he's listening to that.
I actually think those are things that, you know, people do listen to, but it's going to be a great game. And let's never forget, this is the state of Michigan. We can fight, hate each other, battle today, but this is great nationally for the state of Michigan.
That's right, John.
Well,
yeah,
have you know,
fun.
There was
we'll
a lot of national coverage of this
game.
Absolutely. I'm not just talking about the local stuff, and it's on the front page. This isn't a sports story anymore.
Without question.
This is all over in terms of the economic impact, talking about the politicians. Jennifer Granholm has kids who are at the University of Michigan. Tom Crawford has a daughter who's at Michigan State. That's a fair trade. So, you know, there are a lot of tentacles of this game going out in the community. John, thanks so much for joining
us. I hope to see you down there.
Appreciate it. We'll talk with you soon.
Tom also has a beautiful, intelligent wife from Michigan State, along with his daughter there. Bye-bye, guys.
You know, and I'm going to have to buy John Braccio and his son dinner if Michigan State wins this game. Do you know
that? How's
that?
Why is that?
Because I bet them that they would never have a situation where they win three in a row. And I might be wrong. No, I didn't think it would happen in my lifetime.
Three in a row could turn into four in a row. I got to go back to EL next year at Spartan Stadium.
We're talking about close to 1,800 days then, Tom.
Ooh.
All right, we will be back.
Open
line. And we're going to talk about Facebook and Twitter responses to our question. A reminder, you can access us online. You can follow along with live streaming. You can listen to podcast segments at 1320wils.com. Follow us on Facebook at The Jack and Tom Show or on Twitter, Jack and Tom 1320. We'll be right back, and we'll take some of your calls as well. 393-3700, The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.